Hi all, Master Gardener John Fisher here with KLCC's Good Gardening. These cold, foggy days are a good time to dream about the sweet, warm days of summer and the bounty they can bring. And the sweetest thing you can grow here is a fig. Dried figs are great, and the prolific production of the proper fig variety will allow you to make plenty. But a fresh fig is a taste treat that many people have never had because they ripen into a soft, succulent fruit on the tree and don't last more than a day after they're picked. To eat a truly ripe, fresh fig, you should be able to see the tree it came from out your front or back window. Figs come in two types: single crop, which produces one harvest in mid-summer, and two crop figs, which produce one picking early in summer and another in fall until the rains start. Spring is the time to plant a new tree, but you can prepare the spot now. Choose the warmest space in your yard for a two-crop fig and anywhere well-drained for a one-crop. Nurseries have plants, but figs are also easy to air layer from an existing tree. Use a split plastic bottle or a plastic bag to hold moist potting soil against a branch on your friend's tree this spring, and by midsummer you'll be able to cut it off at the root-filled soil clump and plant your own tree. A one-crop fig will often produce a second crop of hard figs that don't ripen, and the two-crop figs can have reduced spring and fall production if the weather is too wet. A fig doesn't need a lot of extra water, but irrigating a little in summer will give you bigger crops, and like all new trees, they will need regular watering the first few years. Peter's Honey is my favorite two-crop. Brown Turkey and Desert King are the classic one-crops, but there are many others that do well here too, so experiment. Some people don't like the texture of fresh figs, but give them a few tries and you'll find summer an even sweeter time of the year. I'm John Fisher with KLCC's Good Gardening.